Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:08 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn. Welcome to the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air, 75 HVAC technicians. They always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the West. It's hard to stop a train. And Doug, here it is.
What?
They said it would never happen, but yet here it is. What? It is the 13th birthday of this radio show, and it is unreal what we have lined up for you today. Rick Hummel will be with us at 8:30.
So we'll have Rick Hummel, we'll talk a little Cardinals, and then it's a list of celebrities that want to wish us well. Give us a rundown of the list of celebrities.
Do you have it in front of you?
Rick Hummel at 8:30.
All right, that's a nice guest list. Well, we don't need a lot of people patting us on the back.
The Plowiggy Monster tried.
I saw the exchange with Janine. Doug, did you see that exchange?
I didn't see the exchange.
What was it, on TMZ or something?
I think Harvey Levin had it.
I didn't see.
I texted her and I
said, "Hey, kiddo."
Left her a voicemail, and then see Monster texted me anything from Janine. I said, "I don't know what's going on with this broad, but
Doug, this isn't going well."
I haven't heard back. So see Monster said, "What about if I just tweet at her from our Morning After account?" I said, "Can't hurt.
Yeah. Sure. Fire a bullet." And then she said, "I'd love to, but."
But yeah, she were up late, so whatever.
Okay, yesterday morning she was on with Ken and the Koala in Fort.
I heard that. We're going to use that audio.
Well, we can just play that. We can dub our voices over their questions and say we had her.
Well, Seamonster did the perfect thing. He tagged Lisa Ann in it, and Lisa Ann said, "I always enjoy myself when I'm on the show. Thank you." And it didn't work.
That was good, though. It was like we were vouched for.
Yeah.
We were essentially Al Pacino and Johnny Depp, Doug. You know what film that was? Donnie Brasco, and it was 1996, wasn't it?
Okay, I don't know what year it was. I don't know.
Cardinals blew a 3-1 lead against the Braves.
It's a Fugazi. You remember it now. Yep. It's a Fugazi.
Guys, I love how Tim reads the captain's log. It allows me to plan when to take my morning number two.
No.
Today it will be 8:30. Thanks. It's Dan and O'Fallon. What does that mean? What did that mean right there? I don't understand what that meant.
Come on.
We welcome you to get involved on Doug. You only have one 13th birthday, don't you?
Well, yeah, that'd be very accurate, and this would be it.
So we plan a special show for you for the 13th birthday of the program. I posted a bunch of, I would describe them as historic pictures on the fan page of years gone. But there's a picture of me, you, and Martin the Cat, and I don't know what it was for. But you're doing the wacky morning show thing where you're pointing at me or him or something like that,
was,
you know, like you see
it was
on billboards.
An homage to wacky billboards.
Wacky morning show billboards.
Yep.
And Doug, some wonderful pictures of you with what appears to be your head and your hands at spring training. And I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe you were in pain that day?
No. Virtually every interview I break down and wonder what I've done with myself.
What?
Just one of many such photos.
The best photo we have is of us interviewing Screech.
Dustin Diamond.
Do we have that in the...
I don't think a picture was taken during that.
There was.
Was it really?
I've seen it, yeah. Because you're standing in the corner like a sentry.
Who would be
correct.
Who would be the biggest... Barnett and Monocle. Who's the biggest celebrity to ever appear on this presentation?
Would you say Lana Rhodes?
No.
Okay.
I know we had Joe Mather one day.
There's got to be somebody bigger than Screech.
I think it's probably Screech
and Joe Mather.
And Mather.
Yeah,
Paulie Shore in studio was pretty.
That was actually that wound up being wonderful. I think he hadn't slept in a couple days. I don't know why.
Kevin Nealon was pretty big.
Kevin Nealon was a great interview.
Yeah.
But Paulie Shore, I recall. I think, like I said, Iggy, I think he had been up for maybe 72 hours.
Had the sniffles.
Seemed to be, and he called Britney Spears for us.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did she answer?
I don't know. He called from his phone, which really didn't help.
Also, he didn't know he could have been faking it.
You know
what?
It's funny. I saw Martin at the ball yard yesterday, and I told him it's the 13th birthday, and you know he was a big part of it, and he said, "No, what was I on there?" He's already mentally blocked it out.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Well, it's been a while. It's another lifetime ago for him.
Doug, one out of three of my days on this planet have been spent coming in to do this radio show. Isn't that really a wonderful?
It's a nice little stat, because let's face it, everything revolves around your axis.
Hold on.
Thanks.
All right. And I did some math on it too, Doug, by working nights and then getting up and being part of this presentation. Over the 13 years, I have shaved off 13 years of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No, it's nice. Yeah.
You would have made 86, and now about 73 will about do it.
But, I mean, it's worth it because we're performing a community service.
There's no service being performed.
Yeah, it's a 501c.
I don't know that it is.
Now, great Americans are asking to join the TMA fan page on Facebook so they can see the pictures. There's Matt Holliday. Doug wearing his TMA hat. Look how proud he is right there wearing his TMA hat. He's been wearing that all over the Bronx. And now
there's one with him in a Lemmings t-shirt, too.
There is indeed. You have this picture. It looks like.
I remember that.
Producer Joe looks like he might have had a nip of the. What does he drink? The cooking sherry?
Cooking sherry, I believe he
and
drinks.
That's a time when Charlie still had hopes and dreams and wasn't so jaded.
Is Charlie jaded now?
Yeah. I'm about television sports.
Had his legs chopped out from underneath him.
Doug, here's a picture of the gentleman on your right, Iggy.
Oh, hello. Iggy.
In black negligee getting his right nipple licked by a woman in pigtails.
And Iggy has a very proud look on his face, doesn't he?
That was a fun night.
Where was that?
Well, was that at the old Morrison member guest?
I'm wearing negligee. Where do you think it's at?
I don't know.
Could be your living room.
Clip that off.
That was hedonism.
Oh, I thought that happened sometime on this show.
It was PJ night.
You still have that negligee?
I don't. I borrowed it from Debbie, and I had to give it back.
Old Debbie, she will join us.
I can call her.
Following.
A texter points out that the 13th birthday in some communities is a bar mitzvah. Is this partially a bar mitzvah? And
ooh, can we all get circumcised?
Too late.
Doug has a little pocket knife. You call it a pen knife, Doug?
I don't carry a knife with me.
Would you call it a pen knife?
I would never call it a pen knife, no.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I used to have a Swiss Army knife that I carried around for about 3 weeks, thinking I was pretty cool. Could handle anything that might come up, but I don't really need it anymore.
A spoon, there it is.
I don't really need it anymore.
Spoon B. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, Brick Hummel coming up on our extravaganza.
That'll be 8:30. And as much as things change, they still say it's the same. At approximately 6:15 this morning, I received a text from the Sea Monster. Doug, this is what it said, because this shows how we've evolved over 13 years.
What do you say?
Major technical issues here today. No hardline internet. Clay's show would not play. So, I thought, you know what? We're making progress.
So what do you do when the early show doesn't play?
Not my problem no more.
Did we just sit on nothing?
No, we ran a replay.
Plowhawk, you just kind of gave your thoughts on the American League Central.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I spit hot takes. No, we played a previous show. The problem was all of our files, and there's like no drops in any folders now because the internet has disrupted our folders.
Our drops are gone?
Temporarily. I know we have them
I need to hear temporary if our drops are gone.
We have them backed up anyways from about a month and a half ago.
What, Swope has them?
Well, and Swope will have the remains that we don't have. But I think
Swope is like the cloud.
He's the human cloud.
But I think it has to do with Charter being down. I imagine once Charter gets up, our files will be.
When I walked in, Tim, this morning, there was panic in the air. It looked like the engine room on the Poseidon.
Yeah, I could sense from the Sea Monster's
text. It's like we have internet here now, though, right?
No, Wi-Fi.
We have Wi-Fi, yeah, but not the hardline, baby. Not the hardline.
Not the hardline, baby.
Don't have that hardline, baby. So we don't have TV either, huh?
We don't really watch it. We see it.
We watch it during the British. I'm sorry, the Open.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the Open. Okay, well, as long as it's just the hardline, baby, the hardline, I'm better with that.
Texts are coming. Doug, this is nice because people are, I guess they're happy for us for 13 years.
Well,
Let's see what we have. How long do I need to wait for this photo of Martin, the cat, and Tim to come into focus? Look at that. What a wonderful tribute. A wonderful tribute. The more things change. No. Well, I believe that picture was taken 13 years ago, and so the quality of the photograph might not necessarily be up to 2017's snuff. You like that, up to snuff?
No.
What does that mean, snuff? Isn't that like chew?
Well, That's what it used to be, but in that context that you're using, it doesn't mean is it up to chew.
It means it doesn't meet muster.
Right.
Oh, nice. That was well done.
Now, our first show, as Martin did point out after he jogged his memory a little bit,
mm-hmm.
was from Macomb, right?
You guys were in Macomb because I've never been to Macomb, Illinois. I'm hoping to get there, though, this summer.
Boy, it was great those days.
Quick three-hour drive.
You could sing karaoke. It was terrible.
Drive up to the cornfield.
Hey, that's my college hood, man.
No offense to the college. It's right. A fine college town, but if you're an adult, you don't want to be in Macomb, but then some of the media people seem to love being away from their families.
Wonder why.
And having the ability to drink. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know, I hated it. Yeah. Let me go home.
It didn't make any sense to go up there. It made no sense at all.
Most teams have gotten away from that training camp that's 4 hours away.
Yeah, they have, haven't they?
Because they have their own complex.
The Cowboys are out in California, right? And that's just helped the steamer with his building.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think the other 31 are usually within a couple of hours of their...
And the Rams had colleges here. I mean, the football Cardinals used to train.
In year one, they were Maryville, weren't they?
They started at Parkway Central, and then they went to Maryville.
And that was to recruit Isaac Byrd?
I don't think it had anything at all to do with Byrdsey. No.
But they wanted to. Teams used to think there was a benefit to being away together for bonding. And then they were like, yeah, this is dumb. We don't need to drive 3 hours. We have a complex here, a state-of-the-art complex.
Then they would just put everybody up at the hotel down the street there in Earth City. I don't know why you want to drive 3 hours. Some of the players would drive 110 miles an hour to get to Macomb.
No, that first year they made them stay in the dormitory, and some of the players were pissed off because their legs were like hanging off those beds.
Yeah,
they were too small. But the
media
liked it.
Old school thinking.
The media got to eat what the players ate, and you would see some of the media members sticking like T-bone steaks in their pockets and taking 6 or 7 Dove bars back to the hotel, even though they don't have a freezer.
Some would gain 30 or 40 pounds over the course of the training camp.
Some would show up for breakfast and say, anyone need a ride to the complex?
That happened then?
Anyone need a ride to the complex?
No, that's just a bull pack kind of ride sharing system that I came up with, which happened to include some eggs.
Well, we've come a long way, baby, to get where we got to today. We've come a long way, baby. We still don't have internet, but we've come a long, long way.
We've got Wi-Fi. We just don't have the hard line, baby. The hard line.
Oh, the hard line, baby.
Yeah.
We don't have folders. That's the whole problem. We don't have folders.
What sort of folder do you need?
Well, isn't that the issue there, Plowsy?
Well, there is about 10,000 drops, so it's a little nerve-wracking.
10,000?
But we know they're backed up, but still, they're backed up. Like, Seymour backed them up.
Backed them up where?
To, like, his hard drive. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, if thing did hit the fan, we would have them, just like right now. But I think it's just a temporary thing, so I'm not too worried yet.
Okay. Can someone be like a human drop machine? Like, Doug, say something. Say something.
Oh!
Boing, boing, boing.
Wonderful.
So now we're ready for FM.
Okay, let's start building new drops. There's two new ones we just made.
Those are pretty good.
Bad shows also have movie drops. Coffee's for closers.
Okay. Meow!
Hey, don't take Stingray's act.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him. There, clip that off.
You can just feel the magic in the air. Who knows where this show is going to take us today?
It's like a
journey, an adventure.
That's right.
What celebrities will walk through that door?
Wait, yeah, who will?
Probably no one today. What percentage? What percentage would you say we have to go another 13 years?
What do you mean? What do you mean have to?
Can say possibly. Go.
What percentage do you think that we would have the opportunity, the wonderful opportunity of a lifetime? To go another 13 years.
Now, I can say this. I believe that the show, based on the fact that our sponsors are loyal to us, has life ahead of it. The question is, Doug, some of the elder statesmen on the panel, on the dais.
Yeah, the dais.
Can we make it beyond 2 or 3 years?
I don't think so. I won't be ambulatory in another 13
Staying alive
years.
Is probably our biggest challenge.
I would think so, yeah. Oh, if I'm doing this in 13 years, Jess, each of you... I'm giving you right now the right to put a bullet through my brain.
So we'll do that on the 26th anniversary?
Yeah.
That'd be a jubilee. Coming up on the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kill Doug.
78, 9 years old?
How would you want to go? How would you, just a bullet? There's not a better way?
To the temple, I think.
How about this? As an homage to the Godfather, we shoot you in the eye like Mo Green.
Okay.
Can I do it?
You want to kill Doug?
I mean, if he wants it, I'll shoot him in the eye. Mm-hmm. Plowsy, bring in your massage table, because Mo Green was getting a little rub down when I got it.
Sure he was.
Tim, I have to recommend Ozarks on Netflix, by the way.
Non sequitur, but still lovely.
Well, everybody was kind of throwing out random
when
funny
we bring
things.
Up Godfather, sure. You're allowed to throw out new shows.
Absolutely. I'm always for it. Listen, I'm always for it. If anybody starts doing Ritalin in here, it's going to destroy the program. I've seen people talk about it. It's what the great Jason Bateman. And yes. You know him from the Hogan family.
Right, yeah.
It's fantastic. I won't
give
anything.
It's a real show, though, right?
It is. It's like,
it's not like a documentary where he's at the lake and
it's a real show.
Boat.
It's not necessarily humor. It's more dark, but he does have kind of that dry humor still attached to it. That what he's known for. I love it, and
is
I would highly recommend
Ozarks?
It. Yes, it is.
Lake of the Ozarks.
Yes.
Oh, like mile marker 22.
I don't know if it gives a mile marker, Grab but you'll arm? Be able to see the Party Cove and things like that. You'll be
really?
Familiar. Yeah, it's
no,
weird.
I have to tell you that they have stock footage of like pictures of the lake from above, but it was filmed in Atlanta.
Okay.
No.
The show itself is supposedly based in Lake of the Ozarks. Oh, yeah.
Can we say yeah. supposedly, not supposably?
If you look at the way the word's spelled, there's a B. The D is silent.
One of my, that kind of, I don't know, that chased me.
So what is it, somebody on vacation? Or
it's similar, I'll just say it's similar to a Breaking Bad type show.
He's a guy that represents drug dealers and is kind of
yeah, just a money launderer. Yeah, it's great. So that's all I have to say. It's just I highly recommend it. I know you're looking for new shows.
I'll simplify it. Money launderer at the lake. Mm-hmm. Boom, series.
Yeah, okay. Filmed in Atlanta.
You ever vacation at the Lake of the Ozarks?
Yes, I have many times.
What do you do? What's
My
your
parents
favorite
lived
activity?
There for a while in their retirement.
Nice. What things did you like doing there? Did you like the boating?
Yeah, the boating. Yeah,
miniature
yeah.
golf.
Kind of fun.
You call it putt putt.
Ever lucky enough to see a 247-year-old bi-curious divorcee smoking menthols and engaging in a 69?
Well, not that last part. Yeah, you know, there was.
Biff seems to send me videos
there.
Of that on the regular.
The golf is good.
You call it putt putt.
It's just kind of it's kind of a good weekend type getaway. I wouldn't want to spend.
Why don't we go down there this week?
Half,
why don't we go down there this
there?
Weekend? We'll shave some strokes and we'll have a scotch and talk about our favorite memories
yeah,
of the
well,
show.
Well, I would like to, but Lady Journalism has her claws in me, fellas.
I would imagine KMOV is probably celebrating the 13th anniversary today, and they would.
They're not. They don't know that I work here.
Oh, they know it, Monty.
Otherwise, it. I wouldn't work there. I think.
How's the skee ball at the lake? Can
I don't
find
think I've played skee ball there.
Boy,
seems like there's an opportunity for us.
We're gonna miss.
Done a lot of go karts. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. You ever been? Did you ever go to Klotzy's Ore House?
Klotzy's Ore House.
Ore House.
It's right next to the Japanese Fiddler.
No.
OAR. Right
you're,
on the,
you're talking about
well,
a place of ill repute?
No. It's a place that sells burgers and you get gas and beer. And it's right on the lake. You pull up, fill up your boat, get some beer, some sandwiches, head off called Klotzy's Ore House.
Oh. You ever do that, Doug?
No, I don't think I did.
Mm-mm. One place. There was a girl there who had the greatest body, but just terrible acne.
Oh, my. Did you tell her that?
No, but she wanted to go out. She goes, she likes you. I said, okay. But a year later, I was up at a party at Mizzou. She was there, the most gorgeous thing. The acne cleared up, and she was a 10. Hi. I can't tell you what she called me.
She wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Called you
it.
Kiddo.
Nope, no, she didn't call me kiddo. Began with a P.
Doug?
Huh. Palsy?
So anyway, that was...
Prude? She called you a prude?
Worse.
But you told her I'd like to go out with you, but except for the acne?
No, I didn't say that, but...
No, he told me what he said. He said, hey, sister, what's par for your face?
Hey, kiddo. No, I was
beer
just,
all week.
That's when I started being really shallow.
But somehow she knew that you rejected her, and then years later you saw her, and she came back and said, look what you passed up.
About a year later, yeah. I was at a party at one of the frat houses at Mizzou, and she was there, and I said, oh my God, look at the face cleared up. She's hot. No part of me.
And lesson learned, because now you look for the inner beauty.
No, I'm still shallow.
Doug Cam in Colorado has some thoughts on this 13th anniversary show.
All right. Hello, Cam.
Hey, boys. Good morning.
Well, good
Happy
morning
13th.
To you.
Well, thank you, Cam. You're a gentleman.
Oh, you know what's actually very coincidental? It's actually my birthday as well.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
How old are you, sir?
Ah, it's the golden birthday, Cat. The golden birthday. 26 on the 26th.
Oh, yeah, Doug. You like those golden birthdays?
Well, what makes it a golden birthday?
Well, I think my girlfriend's going to give me a golden shower.
Ah, no! No!
That's interesting.
No.
Maybe? I don't know.
What are you doing in Colorado?
Oh, you know, just living up here, living the dream, Doug. You know how beautiful it is.
Yes,
it
is I do.
And Kelly was saying how nice it was yesterday.
Yeah. What part of Colorado?
I live up in Summit County, right near Breckenridge.
Oh, you're a big skier.
No, not at all.
Well, what are you doing in Breckenridge?
I smoke a lot of weed.
How come you listen to us? Don't they? I know the show that's big out there in the mornings, Pete and the Platypus. You ever listen to them?
No, I never heard of them. Yeah, I don't know. Right. I just right. always grown up with you guys, so I just had to kind of transfer all my good listenings back out here. Nobody seems to like it, though. Every time Doug goes on a rant, everybody looks at me strange.
Yeah, I would think so. Why did you move out there? Just for the weed?
No, actually, I moved out here for some work opportunities, you know.
What kind of work you do there, Kim?
Well, you know, I'm a financial advisor, Doug.
Oh, okay. You're a big hitter now.
Kind of like that guy from the Ozark show. I do that.
Jason Bateman.
He's a financial advisor.
Yeah, in a way.
All right.
Pretty good show, though. You should definitely check it out.
Okay, don't tell me
like
what to watch.
Seems like that's the theme. The 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Ozarks.
Let's not tell me what to watch there, Cam.
It's a subliminal advertising strategy.
Hey, it puts a good spin on the people from the nice Lake of the Ozarks area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, very stereotypical.
Is it?
Is it? Is it like new money? Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I heard the drops were down this morning. That's
we lost all the drops.
Somebody wants to hold you accountable for the technical issues.
The Colorado mountain country is worried about our drops.
The famous Danny Mac, where he was in Colorado speaking about the Dotem family.
Yeah, he ran into Deke and his parents, Dennis and Denise.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I actually happened to be at that game and was holding a free Dotem sign.
Were you really?
It might have been talking about me. Yeah.
Why would you do such a thing as that? It's part of a movie.
I don't know.
He stands for vileness.
And the boys on. We ended up winning that game like 10-3, 10-4.
Had anything to do with your sign?
I think it did. I almost got kicked out of that game for that sign, though.
They almost threw you out? Usher told you to take it down?
Yeah, I was just cheering too hard, I guess.
Okay.
I told them I was a big old fan, but I don't think they believe me.
Probably not.
Well, Cam, you're a delight, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed calling in.
Yeah, we're starting to lose the signal, though, so...
Okay. Don't be a stranger. Check out Pete and the Platypus. It's pretty good.
Hi, Cam. I guess he's gone.
Yeah, the cell signal starting to drop out, it seems.
Cam, go choke on a bong. That from,
all right, happy birthday,
Fred
Cam.
Fred Astaire.
Manchild 79, Doug, says, Cam needs to find the closest mountain in Colorado and jump, B.
Okay.
Manchild.
This is a guy who holds signs up to say free Dotem,
right,
and then all the other Dotem supporters attack him.
I'm not sure where Manchild 79 is on the issue.
See any hypocrisy in that?
Wow. Provocative.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It is the 13th anniversary show. It happens to fall on a Wednesday, which means it might be the sickest Ween Wednesday to date.
And when you say sickest, you mean exactly like every other Ween.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's actually right. Mm-hmm. We welcome you to call in. And Doug, I know you wanted to hear the listener's favorite memories. 855-282-8255. That's the appliances counter phone lines. 855-282-8255. That's how you can text in, and you can email in for our Hot Shots email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. I want to say this sincerely, without the sponsors and then without the audience's understanding of the need to support the sponsors, Doug, we would have never gotten here. And so when you're talking about Ryan Kelly, who's been with us for years and years and years, the independent tire dealers who are our sponsor for years and years and years, the appliance discounters, Hot Shots, Gateway Buick GMC. I hesitate to start rattling them off because then inevitably I'm going to neglect some. But the overwhelming premise is this. We have advertisers who are incredibly loyal to the show, and they're incredibly loyal to the show, not because they are just doing it out of the goodness of their hearts, but because the audience makes sure that they give the advertisers return on their investments by supporting the sponsors. So thank you to the audience, of course, and thank you to the advertisers. And as we've learned here really over the last few years, the audience actually should be hosting the show. Mm-hmm. There are a number of people who are infinitely more talented and creative than anybody sitting in here. So thank you so much for supporting it for 13 years. And the cat, as I recall, was telling Anna Marie this last night. I said 2 weeks in, they were thinking about firing us because there was such a backlash to not talking sports. And fortunately, there were some great visionaries who came in from Atlanta, and they said they were going to talk about beer, balls, betting, and babes.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, and brisket, too. They were
Four B's.
Well, they were Tough and Cool. They were the original Tough and Cools.
right?
That came in,
right? And they only lost $12 million on the deal.
Really, what happened was eventually the brilliance of this program and the assembled cast shone through and won people over that in the beginning weren't sure what they were listening to.
I think a lot of them
have
switched over to 101 and or passed away or now just vent via the sound off section. But if they're still with us, Doug, you know what I say? Thank you. I say thank you, and come join us at our family hearth.
Well, don't say hearth.
And I got news for you.
Who almost fired you?
Big League?
Well, they did eventually get me.
They did get, but you got a bathroom.
I got a very nice updated bathroom out of it. But I meet listeners all the time at Cardinal games, traveling, and I'm telling you, there are people that are my age, older, that say they listen. We cover a wide spectrum. It's not just the young cools.
Doug, as you say, the delta is wide.
I've never said that. I've never really used that expression.
You know, there's a place at the table for the people that like the recreational drugs like Plowsy over here. There are people that like the hedonism getaways like Iggy.
Yep.
There's really a place at the table for everybody.
Yep.
That's what makes this show wonderful, Doug. And we do it all for the community. So we do it all.
Giving back to the community.
We don't draw. We don't want to make a penny off this. We do it because we like to give back to the community.
So when you sit around the family hearth, you can say things like the delta is wide.
That's right. All right. That's right. That's
the key to it all. A
don't
wide
you understand
delta.
That? Here's what it is. Okay. So you get a 17-year-old. He's like, I think Tim's the coolest. Right. And then you see a 90-year-old. He's like, I like Doug. My views tend to coincide with his. You go, that's a wide delta.
Mm-hmm. See?
And then you get right next to the hearth. Right by the hearth.
All right.
You understand, rubber band?
I'm starting to see what you're talking about. You know, it took a while for me to understand.
My favorite moment was that time Tim said something really smart.
Oh, yeah.
And that other time that Doug said something really funny.
Those were good times.
Good times.
You know, where have they gone?
Where have all the Cowboys gone? Paula Cole, is that 96, 97?
I don't really know.
And she didn't shave her armpits.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We sang forever and a day.
I'm so poor lyrically, I can't get past the first line or two.
Did a pretty good job there, Doug.
Remember in The Godfather, where on the 13th anniversary of his daughter's wedding, the Don had his creepy old baloney face conciliare ask invasive questions to a porn star at 7 a.m. on a radio show that wasn't airing because their internet was down? Thanks, that's Mario in Chicago. Doug.
I don't remember that.
That was based, what year was that based in?
Which Godfather? Which one?
The good one. Godfather 3.
About 1946, maybe? 47?
I think you're right. Because Michael had just gotten back from the Y.
Still wearing the uniform there for a while.
Nice college boy.
Mm-hmm. Santino. I heard somebody say, I forget where I heard it, just the other day. They asked Robert Duvall why he wasn't in Godfather 3.
They want to pay him. I've heard him talk about it.
Yeah.
It's a nice deal.
Yeah, he said Al Pacino was getting like 3 times as much as he was. So he said that was too much. I'm not going to do it.
Nope. Don't blame him. Yeah. And he might have read the script also.
Well, and Al Pacino was really the star, the main character there.
What about Anthony Garcia?
I don't think that he deserved the same money that
what about Joe Mantegna?
No, none of them deserved.
What about Jaime Garcia?
None of them. Al Pacino was really kind of the star of it. You'd think that he would going to make
except
more
Duvall
than anybody else.
Played the great Santini, so you would think they would have paid him.
Yes.
Remember that movie?
Abusive father. Abusive.
And he threw the basketball at his son's face and said, "Scored a few. Scored a few."
Seen a few films like that. Yes, Big Al.
Hello,
happy
Al.
Happy birthday, boys.
Well, thank you, Al.
Thank you, Big Al.
It's been a good 13 years, and I tell you what, nobody supports the sponsors like this kid, because when you go to remotes and everything, I show up because...
With a mannequin.
Right.
They're the reason why you guys are on, other than you guys, but we really appreciate the sponsors. I will back that 110% for everybody that... has and will and continues to support us out here at the station. Me being part of it is a little bitty tidbit with all my millions of fans. 590, Timmy, Doug, Kat, everybody at the station. It's a great, great proceedings down there. We wake up every morning laughing. I tell people, you guys listen to 590? No. Well, listen to it. And then I tell you what, it's on, and they're just hooked, just like I am. So I was 43. Now I'm 55. I'll never get those years back. But with you guys, it's been a good run, and hope I got a few more in me. So I'll get off here and let you guys have a good show. Happy birthday, and I love all you guys.
Oh, thank my you, God. Well, thank you, Big Al.
What a nice
that was
tribute.
Kind of... Yeah. Kind of a most kind of, you know, remember when Henry Winkler and Ron Howard exchanged goodbyes in the final scene of Happy Days?
That's right after he had jumped the shark, right?
Actually, it was within a few episodes, yes. And okay. Cousin Oliver showed up.
I like the Big Al said, and my millions of fans.
Yeah, you might be surprised to hear that it didn't play well in the text inbox.
They wanted to drink bleach?
Let's see. No, actually, Big Al chug gas and swallow a flaming sword.
Ah.
Hey, Big Al, suck up anymore, and hopefully your fat ass will implode. Let's all hope Big Al has no more birthdays. Since it's a birthday gala, dear Al, please light yourself on fire. Hold on, Doug, they're coming in too fast. With birthday candles, did Al just call in to congratulate you guys or himself?
Ours is a mean-spirited listening audience.
I disagree. Our listening audience supports the sponsors.
Do you hear those texts? Mean-spirited.
So it depends on your perspective.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Al, go steal a car and drive and take a joyride on 55. What does that? What does that mean?
Because it happened 2 days ago. A guy carjacked another car and he got killed in a shootout with the police on 55.
Well, that's a timely text then.
It's kind of like throwing a Hosanna at Big Al's feet then.
We don't need any more shootouts on the highways.
Big Al, thank you for the positivity. No, now go hug an oncoming train.
No. You can't win if you call in. You cannot win.
I'm sure there are probably, what do you think, at least like six people going, you know what, I'd really like to call in and share a memory and maybe give Doug a pat on the ass. And they're like, I don't want to be told to swallow a flaming sword.
No. Hug a car, get shot in a shootout after a carjacking.
Cardinal Carberry could call into this show and congratulate us on 13 years and the text would come in. Drink bleach and sit on a crucifix.
Carbs. Is he still alive?
No, I think he's dead.
I think so.
Guys, would you mind mentioning Dan Beal? My friends at the stadium are listening. Thanks. That's from Dan Beal.
I miss Dan Beal. He's a great American.
He only emails in when there's Foot Fetish Fridays. And I hear tell, the cat, you might want to get wings at around 9 o'clock on Friday morning. Because I hear tell, Iggy and the Seamaster and the Plow Rocky have put together something that, while it might not happen on the actual 13th birthday, is really the greatest 13th birthday gift they could give us. The wonderful Kimmy Granger will be here.
Who's that?
Iggy?
She was up for a best newcomer last year at the AVNs.
Best newcomer.
She's 22. She's 5'1", tiny little thing. And according to Alana Rhodes, who I texted to find out about her, she's crazy. That's what she said.
Okay, aren't they all
your pot and kettle?
If there's any restaurant out there that makes wings, if you bring me in wings, I will talk about your place nonstop.
Yeah, well, I said we got to get Jennings in on Friday, and then the Seamaster said, "Well, that's going to put us at seven people in the studio." And I said, "I have a feeling the cat might need to take a call right around nine."
Or if there's wings, I could say, "I don't want to be rude.
Right.
Go eat the wing."
Right.
So that should be fun.
Kimmy Granger. How'd she take her name, Doug? Because there was Kimmy Gibbler on Full House, and I always wondered, did she take her name from...
They got to have some name other than their real name, so it doesn't possibly haunt them their entire life. So they just go through a phone book, and they just point to something with their eyes closed, and whatever their finger lands on, that's their name.
And when she says, I'm not sure what my favorite color is, I'll go with blue. Can you give me the laugh where you let her know that she's an absolute delight?
That's wonderful. That's good. That's really good.
She used to be a ballerina.
And Keisha Gray used to play the cello.
Yeah, that's just, you know, normally what you do, you go from ballerina to porn.
Doug, I've put in a lot of work to Kimmy over the last year. That's from Lady Gaga's FUPA.
I'm not familiar with Kimmy.
Well, you will be Friday.
Yeah, now Jennings is going to come in and ask her about famous historical dates. When the last time she's been passed. Where is she performing? Larry Flint's?
Hustler Club, yeah.
And then last night, the Seamaster texts me and he leads off the text with breaking news. And I'm thinking, God, this guy's really worked up about the Adam Wainwright DL thing. But no, it wasn't that. It was Terry Weigel is also going to be in town on Friday.
Isn't she 90? Iggy. That's the one that Iggy was in her kitchen and
with Merle.
Made French toast.
I think Iggy's actually been in more than her kitchen.
Yeah.
And didn't the texters say some mean things or?
Yeah, that's what Merle was listening after the interview, and some texters were calling her an old catcher's mitt.
Oh yeah, I remember right. that.
And Merle then called me and just started bitching that she's been so nice to you guys.
You know, she really was nice during that interview, and as some people don't understand, Doug, unfortunately, once you partake in the show, whether it be by calling in, by texting in, by emailing in, by posting on the fan page, or of course by hosting or producing it, you are immediately exposed to vitriol.
Right.
And so Terry and Merle were listening down there, I think, is it Stuart, Florida, where they live? I think we visited them in Stuart.
Yeah, they invited you guys during spring training one year.
Right.
Yeah, I was busy doing interviews. I forget, I think Joe Thurston was live.
I was pressed for time.
But they were listening, and they weren't happy. And I said, look, it wasn't us. We enjoy Terry. It wasn't the listeners that were calling our catchers. I mean, we didn't.
Right. So didn't play with Merle, though.
He wasn't happy, and they took me off there. I had a password to their webcams where we'd watch Merle make toast naked. And
they hit you where it hurts.
Yeah. we had an intern one day, and I was sitting in the studio watching this. And he goes, God, she doesn't get naked. She's walking around with clothes on. So I called her on her cell. I said, I got an intern here. Can you take some clothes off? So she started stripping in the kitchen for him.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Isn't that nice? That's on-demand programming. That was really Netflix before there was Netflix.
But you lost your password, did you?
But they took it down. But I'm pretty sure that, and we're not going to do it because that would be too much porn in one day in a studio.
Right.
But I don't think
you
she's.
Think?
I think if I got a hold of her, she would.
Do you think she'd remember?
I don't think she'd remember listeners calling her a catcher Schmidt.
How old is she now?
She's got to be pushing 50.
I'd put her at 54. Doug, I'm going to go 54.
I'll go 52.
Had some work done. I didn't know she was still performing, to be honest with you. And I see it's for the opening of the Diamond Cabaret, 55.
Right again, Tim.
Now, it says she's still married to Merle. And Dougie, I would spell it like Merle Haggard.
Away.
I know. So, M-E-R-L-E, but it's M-U-R-R-I-L-L, Merle Maglio.
It's almost Merrill.
She starred in a couple of her movies.
And you've starred in one of her films?
Yeah, he was behind the camera for that one. He just filmed. How is it going to be? I guess if they never got divorced before he died, technically, she's a widower, but he can't be married to a dead man.
Yeah, here it is. And I found his obituary in Stuart, Florida, Doug, because we were going to do a remote from their house.
No, we weren't. We said we were going to, but we never planned on doing it.
Never really did.
He was 63 when he passed away suddenly. Really? Recently? I thought this was a long time ago.
No, I think a couple years ago.
Yeah, just 2 years ago. You're right, baby.
Yeah, because I told you I called
Born in Kansas City, Doug.
Oh, that's nice.
I called what I thought was her phone to wish her a happy birthday a while back, maybe last year. And some dude answered. And he said, who do you want? I said, it's Terry. Is this Merle? And he hung up on me. I don't know. So maybe she changed her phone and she got a new dude or whatever. But then we found out. Actually, a texter texted in. Yeah, way to lie again, Iggy. Merle's dead.
Oh, no.
I don't know who I talked to.
No.
It was her phone number. I don't know who I talked to.
Merle Maglio, sir.
Well, hopefully she's doing well and won't be part of the show.
She posts a lot of pictures on Instagram still. And
how do those look?
Man. Seems like a wonderful person. Hopefully she won't be on this show.
Yeah, a little rough.
Tim, can we get 13 more years of Iggy? That's from the Swing Haven board member.
Yes.
Come out to the patio.
Are you going to have a little gala tonight over the garden and the lesbians and the dogs?
I said if you guys want to come over and celebrate, I'll open a bottle of wine. I'll make some burgers.
Doug, you want to do that?
Nobody's going to show up. So
I don't know. Maybe.
I have to work. You're free. You don't have to work. Maurice is back. I saw him. I was like, good for Doug.
Yeah, not working tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why don't we go play golf as a family? Each hole will tell our favorite story. We'll have 18 favorite stories.
I'm not a big storyteller.
Yes, you are. You're a journalist.
That's what facts.
When you're a journalist, you're supposed to say, I'm a storyteller. That's how I make my living.
You're on the audience's side, and it has nothing to do with ratings ploys.
Okay. I don't consider myself a storyteller, no. I'm just an old-fashioned gumshoe journalist.
Nice.
Asking coaches who's big for you.
Yeah, who's big for you, Skipper? Hey, Slugger, how about a quote? These are the kind of things that I do. Nothing fancy about it at all.
Do we not have Lance Lynn sound because of our technical issues?
Yeah, well, it's a situation on that Plow Rocky.
We do have the sound that I saved in the folder this morning. So,
it is available to our audience.
Yes.
In this Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air Heating and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians. So they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train.
Oh, they were at my house yesterday.
How they do?
I've had all kinds of problems with can't keep the second floor cool. You know, it's not a huge house, but you go on the first floor and it's perfectly comfortable. No. On the second floor, it's 20 degrees hotter. And so they came and they said it wasn't really the air conditioner, it was the furnace because that's where the blower is. So they installed this new high efficiency blower, and now all of a sudden my whole house is
cool. How about that?
Just fantastic.
Well done, Seth Goldcamp and your staff.
Yes.
Just another example. That's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com. Design Air, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour, critically acclaimed as the best hour of radio here.
This hour.
Right. So the Cardinals win last night. Harrison Bader, during the game, the story, I got into 1980s Cardinal fan nerd mode on something that was absolutely... Well, I think some people noticed it. I know Edmonds was talking about it when it happened, and Dan McLaughlin was talking about what happened. So much so, the Cardinals actually challenged the play on what was a routine ground ball in his first at-bat to short. Trevor Story of the Rockies, you know, probably doesn't realize he's got Vince Coleman burning down the line. And I mean, he's an eighth of a second away from being safe on a routine ground ball. And yeah, I mean, Story now probably would expedite the play and get it over there quicker, but still, nonetheless... You know what? Watch this. Dude can fly.
He was flying down the third baseline, scoring that winning run.
And then the other thing on Bader and the speed, when that ball was hit, that wound up being the game-winning RBI on the sac fly to Carlos Gonzalez, I was like, oh, they're not going to be able to score on that. It's not deep enough.
Right. No.
And it wasn't even close.
And I thought Carlos Gonzalez, am I off the mark on this? I thought he kind of took a...
A little casual out there on the throw. Yeah, he probably thought, well, he won't go
right.
this. I'll just make right. sure the
I
throw
mean, I,
is...
And the reason why I didn't think Bader was going to run was, first off, I thought the ball was too shallow. But then secondly, then I see the way Gonzalez approaches. I'm like, okay, well, he doesn't think he's going to run. And then Gonzalez still gets off a great throw. He just barely short hops it. Yeah. I agreed with Edmund's assessment on take your chances there, especially considering the Cardinal bullpen.
Right.
Take your chances there. If he's out, he's out. But they have to make a perfect throw and a perfect tag. And you now realize... And maybe the Cardinals already were aware of it, but fans certainly now realize they got a guy who can really run in Bader. But that's fun to watch. I love watching that. Hell, they might be better off with him.
And that is a kid as confident as any kid.
Yeah, that was crystal clear.
He said, because he gets called up his first days of the big league right in the starting lineup, and I asked him about it, and he said, throw me into the fire. I love it. And, you know, some kids, that's bravado.
Mm-hmm.
This kid... We saw it at spring training. He talked to his teammates. That's just the way he is. He's very calm. That's why I had no doubt they were sending him. I don't think they could have stopped him anyway.
Yeah. And I thought even if he would have been out, I would have thought it was the right play. I was just surprised because it looked like Carlos Gonzalez took a really casual line on that play. And not to say he would have gotten him had he not, but I was legitimately surprised by how casual he approached that pop fly. I mean, that's a ball where... You're lining up and you're getting ready to go. I mean, one of the more famous throws from right in that vicinity was in game one of the 2013 NLCS when Carlos Beltran gunned down Mark Ellis at home plate from a ball that I think was right around the same area. So therefore the same, you know, distance to the plate. And Gonzalez has an outstanding arm, short hopped it. A perfect throw, I guess, gets him. But still, it just was a really laissez-faire approach. But the thing that I loved, and again, it's kind of a nondescript, you know, 6-3 on the scorecard, is how he almost beat out a fairly hard hit ball to short. And you're going, oh, my God, they got a weapon here with some speed at center.
And people that don't know Harrison Bader didn't see him at all at spring training, plays very good defensively in the outfield, and he has power.
Yeah.
And he has power.
Just one more guy you want to see play in the outfield, and now they're up to, what, 6 or 7 of them?
How long do you think Fowler is going to be out, the cat? This is starting to become a bit of a chronic situation with his health.
They said it was a wrist. Mike Matheny said it's a forearm, and we did talk to Fowler before the game, and he's got tape on his forearm.
He said he shouldn't have pushed it.
Shouldn't have pushed it. He said it's something he doesn't know how it happened. It happened about a week and a half ago where the forearm started tightening up officially. It's a strain, but he said the night before it started swelling and he tried to play through it, ended up swinging one-handed because it hurt so badly. He doesn't know, but I do think the Cardinals kind of welcome it right now. Let him try to heal a little bit and ride the kids because
it allows you to have a guy who had hit four home runs in four games, a guy who has been one of the best hitters in baseball, and Tommy Pham. That's not even mentioning what they have going on at shortstop, and perhaps some infusion of energy in center with Harrison Bader. Who knows? I mean, this is with the exception of Grichuk. Somebody would have told you the Cardinals are fighting for their lives 5 days out before the trade deadline, with an outfield of Harrison Bader, Tommy Pham, and Randall Grichuk, and then somebody named DeYoung at shortstop.
Hitting third.
Yeah, hitting third and raking. And I saw, I don't know who tweeted out, it might have been you, it might have been Tim Trokey, somebody with Fox Sports Midwest. I thought it might have been Brendan Schaefer. I don't know. I want to attribute properly that only Stanton has hit more home runs since like June 13th than DeYoung. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. He's got a heck of a swing.
But anyway, the cat, you were calling for the Lance Lynn audio. Following last night's game. Plowhawk, do you have that at your disposal?
Yeah, and I kept it a little raw because I think you needed the questions and some of these answers.
Yeah,
so.
Keep it raw.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
What did I hear stuff?
It was a good win.
Can you speed up rules? How did that impact you on the
mound? It was a good win. I enjoyed it.
You're really mad.
No, well, we won.
All right, good.
What made this such a good win tonight, Lance?
At the end, we were up 3-2.
You come out of the game, bullpen, kind of picks you guys up. That's got to be good to say, right?
Yeah, it's a good win.
Maybe we start over?
Why? We had a good win. Why would we start over?
No, this energy.
It's been a good day for us.
You did give a little hand gesture. I did see that.
I always wave at the fans. I don't get to say hi to them before, so I say hi to them when I'm done.
Every time?
Yeah, when they cheer.
Do you think that the fans were cognizant of the fact that things could happen where you end up somewhere else? Like, does that mean anything?
We're four games back. I'm not going anywhere.
How about that, Doug? How about that? Just like the Texas Rangers said to their management, don't trade you, Darvish. We're still in this thing.
Right.
Lance Lynn said, we're four games back. I ain't going nowheres.
Well, and Wainwright's on the DL also.
I understand. But the emotion of that interview.
See, here's the thing. People are like, because I saw on Twitter, people are like, Lance, no, he must know that he's gone. No. Here's what really happened, okay? Lance Lynn, unlike some of the Cardinals, to be perfectly honest, waited for the media to get in there after Mike Matheny's post, and Bader was in there.
Brett Cecil and Mike Leake love to stick around.
So the media's around Bader, and I think this upset Lance a little bit because it kept going on, and he's like, you're making me wait for a rookie? You're making me wait? So he said to me before he started, watch this. And so he went into full Lance mode.
Plowhawk's been on the receiving end of that.
How had nothing to do with him really being mad, had nothing to do with whether he's staying or going, absolutely nothing. He wanted to prove a point because the media made him wait for talking to a rookie. That's what it was performance art by Lance.
Yeah. I don't think it was mean-spirited. Normally, I don't like that baseball code thing where he's a rookie, how dare he. He wasn't really angry about it.
I mean, it was a playful anger. Like, you don't make me wait for a rookie, I'm going to give you full Lance. It was performance art.
All right.
And if you watched it, too, while he was trying to glare and be mean and, you know, mean mug, you could see he was almost smiling.
Doug, watch this. Mean mug and shoulder shrugs.
Okay, I didn't need to watch that.
And it's all because
what was your accumulated question
enough
to
wealth just to navigate it.
Hey, guy.
Fully decorated on chrome and it's candy plated. Fans fainting while I'm entertaining. Wild, ain't it?
You had a nice repertoire tonight, right-hander. What was big for you?
Nice, Jack.
The win.
Nice.
He would have said the win.
The win was
a good win. A good win, though. Not just a win. A good win. A good win.
Very solid performance by him, though.
It was.
They would really miss him. If he goes somewhere, they will really miss him.
It was a good win.
Right. You know,
especially because when it was over, they were ahead 3-2.
It amuses me to see people analyzing what really was going on with Lance Lynn. No.
Stop analyzing.
If I could use the language that he said to me before he started.
Was it saucy?
A little, you know, locker room talk, Doug. You've been in there.
No.
You've been in there.
The 8 o'clock hour coming your way. Rick Hummel will join us. Plus, since it is our 13th birthday, we expect celebrities, I guess. I think the Gabor sisters are in St. Charles.
I don't think either is still alive.
I did hear rumblings. You know, people say rumblings when they don't really know.
Right.
That
shot at the Friday St. Louis Post is bad.
That Sheena Easton is going to pop up.
Sheena Easton.
She's going to take the morning train to get here.
See, you know what?
That's why we're still
there
going strong.
Right, there it is.
Thank you, Doug.
Take that, Raby. Take that, Ackerman.
Hey, yeah, they
can't do it.
Can't do it.
Mm-mm. Can't do it.
Wonderful.
Doug, Four Seasons Penske Trucks, the sponsor of the Cats Road Trips, and you will be heading out Milwaukee. Well, you always enjoy going to Milwaukee and really the wonderful cities throughout the National League.
Well, the beautiful thing is I think they're going to Cincinnati after Milwaukee. But
Wow, double shoot.
But I'm going to be in studio. I'm going to come back after Milwaukee.
Oh, you don't get to get the skyline?
I don't recognize the Reds. You know that.
That's right. That is
true. I'm scared of the Reds, and I don't recognize the Reds. So I'm coming back in studio.
Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental. It's an unbelievable 13th birthday show that we have here today, Doug, with the things that we have here today.
Yeah, like we had a guy named Cam call in.
Mm-hmm. From Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado.
And, that's about it.
Right. But still. And then also, Casey Montgomery is her name, Doug. I want to give her credit for it because she designed these wonderful shirts that you and the cat are wearing. Plowhawk has his under his fleece. Look, my fleece is on the stage.
You're a good man.
And we just posted that on the fan page. They actually do look pretty good. I tip my cap to her.
Oh,
and if you want, and this was Casey's idea, if you want, because these are available now on InsideSTL.com for the 13th anniversary, the morning after, established 2004, she said, well, what if we let the listeners put in whatever name they want on the back and a number? And so, like, you could have a guy walking around Busch Stadium with a Mitch the Sex Kitten number 69 shirt.
Oh, and at events, that could be, like, their name tag.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know who Mitch the Sex Kitten is. Oh, hey, there's Mitch 69, the Sex Kitten.
Don't you think a lot of people want to remain anonymous because of some of the things that they've said on this show?
So they maybe will come up with a nom de plume.
If I were ordering
somebody else's name.
Right. Like there'll be 30 Dan Marshall Leadership Institutes at the next Hotshots event.
If I were
presented by Bud Select, which is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
I would, you know a name I'd put on the back of mine from purely a fan standpoint?
What?
Joshua.
That's actually a pretty nice deal there, sir.
I would put Joshua.
And then like a dollar sign and a zero? That's not a bad idea. Plowhawk has 1/8. It's tribute to his alleged marijuana purchases. So those are up for you. Thank you to Casey Montgomery for designing the shirts. They really are.
And what Doug and I are
wearing. And there's women's shirts. So I know a lot of our listeners like to play dress up. There's women's
shirts. If you're a twink, you get one of those.
And then for people my size, there are children's shirts. So it's all available. And you know what it is? It's all wonderful. Send your emails in for this special 13th birthday party. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. It is the Hot Shots email of the day. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan, along with you. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.